Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to J&K Bank Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Renish Bhuva. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Lizanne. Hello and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Jammu and Kashmir Bank Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Baldev Prakash, Managing Director and CEO, and along with him, there is entire senior management team is also there. We'll start with the opening remarks and then open the call for Q&A. I would like to thank the management team for giving us the opportunity to host the Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Baldev, sir, for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon. Greetings for the festival of lights, Diwali, and warm welcome to all the participants. As you all know that the global pressures are on play and the growth forecasts are being moderated, with some experts even predicting a recessionary period. There seems no immediate end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and the inflationary pressures are not abating. Insistent rate hikes notwithstanding, with more being anticipated. We have also seen a lot of volatility in the capital market and exchange rates. Despite the adverse headwinds, there has been good credit demand in the country, and the financial services industry is seemingly doing well. J&K, which gets very little coverage in the national media, and that too usually for not so good reasons, generally remains a partially unknown and mysterious territory. However, post the reorganization, the Union Territory is getting a lot of attention from the Union Government and with the development of infrastructure, specifically connectivity, to make it more accessible as a favored destination not only for tourists but also for investment, both domestic as well as international. As a result, an accelerated level of activity is being observed in the Union Territory in every sphere. The UT is witnessing an unprecedented growth phase, with over 12 million tourists visiting J&K during the first 9 months from January to September of this year. The rush hour is continuing late in the autumn season, causing revival of tourism and related activities. In my first interaction with you in the month of February this year, I have shared my preliminary understanding of the bank with all of you. In later conversations, I presented my vision for the bank with strategies to realize that vision. Despite the numerous inherent strengths of the bank, the performance has not been up to the expectations of the stakeholders for a number of years due to series of challenges faced by it in quick succession since 2014. This has also led to many investors losing faith in the management assurances. So our priorities were cut out to address the major concerns on an urgent basis while capitalizing on the strengths to reinstill the past glory of the institution, which used to be the cynosure for the investor fraternity. The major area of concern on the business front, as we perceived, was the asset quality, followed by the requirement of growth capital. Likewise, on the operational and business support front, revamp of the IT infrastructure was the key area, as the bank was still using the old version of core banking solution, that is Pinnacle 7, which lacked many functionalities critical in the modern digital banking era. So our mission resurgence took these challenges head on simultaneously. We augmented our capital, both Tier 1 and Tier 2, by a fresh infusion of rupees 1,100 crores and total plowback of profit of rupees 500 crores during the last financial year. We also switched over to the latest version of core banking solution, that is Pinnacle 10, in June 2022. In the process, we faced some initial glitches, and it took some time to acquaint our employees with the new application, but now the system has mostly stabilized, and we have started reaping benefits of the upgrade. However, the highlight, I would say, is the management of asset quality. The high level of stress assets, crystallized NPAs and potential NPAs, that is SMAs and restructured loan book, were unnecessarily consuming capital, restricting our earnings and eating into our bottom line. During our guidance for the current financial year, we had envisaged a gross NPA level of around 6% by the year-end, which might have sounded overambitious at that time and also not corroborated by our Q1 numbers. But today, I proudly inform you that gross NPA figures have come down well below 8% mark, a feat achieved after 7 years, and we are not done yet. We are on course to deliver what we have assured. The resolution process has gathered more steam with the activation of bad bank, that is NARCL. At about rupees 900 crores, our bank too has a significant share in the NPA pie being assigned to NARCL in the first phase. Similarly, focused attention towards SMAs on an ongoing basis is resulting in significant reduction in these numbers. With each passing day, and we are converging towards the industry average on this front also. I know everybody must be looking forward to a long weekend and engaging in festivities on the eve of Deepavali with family and friends. So we will do just a sneak peek into the numbers of September 22 before taking your queries. The growth in deposits and advances has been 9% apiece on YOY basis, while it is 3% and 4% respectively over the quarter. Overall business, deposits plus net advances, has crossed rupees 1.90 lakh crore mark, and on gross basis, it is just shy of rupees 2 lakh crore. CASA, though slightly down, is still near 55% mark. The yield on advances has significantly improved to 9.01% for the quarter, while the cost of deposits is contained at 3.67%. On the operating front, the net interest income is up by 24% for the quarter and 15% for the half year compared to corresponding periods of previous year, while the operating profit is up by 56% and 29% on respective periods. The PAT for the quarter at rupees 243.49 crores is 119% up from Q2 of the last year, while PAT for the half year at 409.46 crores is 90% up from first half last year. Consequently, NIM has improved to 4.04% for the Q2 and 3.75% for the half year against 3.51 and 3.50 for corresponding periods of the last year. Return on assets has improved to 0.71% for the quarter and 0.62% for the half year. The cost to income ratio is steadily moderating and has come down to 64.19% for the Q2 and 66.57% for the half year from above 70% levels recorded last year. Capital adequacy is at 6% and CET1 at 9.99% without inclusion of PAT for the half year. Inclusion thereof would result in further improvement of 55 basis points in these ratios. The gross NPA ratio, as I highlighted earlier, has come down to 7.67% against 8.95% in September 21 and 9.09% in the previous quarter. The net NPA ratio has moderated to 2.10% from 3.02% recorded a year ago and also in the previous quarter. Provision coverage ratio has improved to 85.58% from 81.57% a year ago and 81.21% a quarter ago. During the quarter, two accredited rating agencies, on the basis of Q1 performance, revised the outlook for the bank from negative to stable. With sustained improvements in all parameters, we anticipate a rating upgrade in the near future. The financial numbers and financial performance parameters clearly indicate that most of the right boxes have been ticked, and the management has demonstrated that it is on course to sustainable delivery on the assurances given to the market. It also corroborates our statement that the concerns and challenges are transient, but the fundamental strength and resilience is the perpetuity. We have strived to add some cheer and further brighten the Deepavali celebrations of the stakeholders and expect the investor fraternity to take note of the steadily improving performance of the bank. We acknowledge your guidance, support and trust, and we expect it to continue in the coming days. I would be glad to have your questions now. Thank you very much and wish you a very prosperous Deepavali.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations to the entire team of Jammu and Kashmir Bank for delivering the very strong set of numbers and keeping the faith of investors for the coming quarters. My question on the sustainability of the certain metrics like declining asset quality trend and the improving margins, and you said in the quarter four call that the loan book growth for the full year would be 15%, and in this we have a loan growth of 9%. So do we revise that outlook, or we are confident to achieve 15% growth for the year?
Yes. Thank you, Manish. The first question is relating to NPA and the sustainability of the trend. After Pinnacle 10, we are leveraging the technology now. So every week we are following up the SMAs very effectively at all levels. And similarly, the NPAs also, since all the NPAs have old NPAs are fully provided. So now all type of actions, including the SARFAESI and all recovery actions are on. So we are getting a good amount of recovery in the old accounts also. And in the new accounts, we are containing them at SMA levels only. And since there is a good amount of response from the customers also, we are expecting that the trend of reduction of SMA, as we targeted below 6% by year end, we should be able to match that. The second is about growth. Yes. So since the recovery of NPA is also one of the factors contributing to little lesser growth in advances, but we are confident that based on the even 9% in the first half year, generally we have seen that the next half year, the coming half year is generally good as far as the growth of advances is concerned. So as of now, we are confident that we should be able to post the recovery of the growth of 15% in advances.
Secondly, sir, recovery from return of accounts, what is the second half target and how much we achieved in the first half?
Yeah. Return of accounts, this is Shriya Tandrani. From return of accounts, there was 326 crores was written off during the Q2. But seeing the response to our the recovery actions, then sales of assets to ARCs and the NARCL thing is coming up and shaping in many accounts. So we don't expect that we need to go for write-offs in Q2.
So Manish, total written-off book is around 4,700 crores. It was there around 4,700 crores. And we have recovered more than 400 crores in that during the year. But this year, one account of has been written off, that is 328 crores. So this will be around the same range only, 4,700 crores.
Okay, sir. And last on the raising equity capital for our growth in our business. So what is our plan for raising equity and what could be the size of the raising equity?
Yeah. So as we have indicated in the last call also, so board has already given the approval for raising of tier 1 capital of 500 crores and tier 2 capital of 1500 crores. And we are on course of raising both Tier 1 as well as Tier 2 capital. And given the results we have now posted, we are hopeful that our rating will also improve, which will give further boost to our efforts for raising the capital.
So when will we able to raise the equity capital, sir? That is the question.
So in the third quarter, we are going for Tier 2, and the last quarter, we are going for Tier 1. That was the plan in the initial phase also.
Sure. Thanks a lot and all the best for the coming quarters and wish you happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal from Bowhead. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. So my first query is, would you be releasing a presentation? We couldn't find any in the last, at least 15 minutes ago.
Can you repeat, Sonal? We are not able to hear you clearly.
So this is Sonal Kohli. I wanted to check, would you be releasing the presentation this quarter? We normally come with a presentation, but we couldn't find any, either on the exchanges or on the company website so far.
Yeah, Sonal, actually the board meeting was held this day only. And usually what we use it to do, we use it to hold the board meeting and then the call was actually held after that, say next day or a couple of days after the board meeting. So we had the board meeting today itself and being a Friday also. So the presentation will be there on the website by the evening today.
Okay, sir. Secondly, sir, since we don't have the data, can you share some basic metrics like what were the gross slippages, what were the recoveries this quarter, and how much slippage happened from the restructured book?
Yeah. So restructured book, we had around 3,100 crores. So 3,000 out of that, 1,500 crores or 1,600 crores already now slipped to NPA. Rest of the around 50% of the restructured book is holding up and we are confident that this book will hold. So this no further slippage are expected. So as far as...
Zero slippage in this quarter from the restructured book, is that what you're saying?
Yes, 5 crores during the last quarter.
Only 5
crores only.
Okay.
Yeah. So as far as the total slippages are concerned, you have the number?
Yes, sir. There has been addition of around 1,700 crores and there has been total recovery of 2,443 crores.
Yeah.
Sir, you had a gross slippage of 1,700 crores this quarter.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That was the gross slippage, 1,700 crores during the half year.
Quarter.
During the quarter.
So you're referring to the quarter or half year? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Quarter.
So gross slippage is 1,700 crores, recoveries are 2,400 crores, and therefore a net slippage of 700 crores.
Recovery is 2,400 crores.
Minus 700 crores, okay. And sir, what would be your SMA 1 and what would be SMA 2 on 30th September?
Sir, SMA is being monitored and watched on daily basis. So the latest figures with me as on, this is as of 18th, sir, 18th of October. So the SMA, total SMA is 9,800 crores, out of which SMA 1 and SMA 2 is just 3,800 crores, which is 5.3% of the standard advances.
So, you know, the SMA of the bank historically, you know, has varied very widely on a monthly basis. So it will help us because we are talking about 30th September ending period, you know. Because month-ending, month-ending periods are very, very
high. Yes, it was, so month-ending was also in the same range. It was around 5,000 crores, the potential. So we are monitoring it on daily basis. We have a big team at corporate headquarters.
So potential NPA as on month-end. Potential NPA as on month-end.
It was 3,300 crores.
Hello, am I audible to you, sir?
Yeah, Sonal, our potential NPA as on 30th September was 3,300 crores.
Out of which, how much was SMA 1 and SMA 2?
SMA 1 was 3,180 crores and SMA 2 was just 79 crores.
SMA 2 was 79 crores.
79.
Sir, just repeat because the line wasn't clear. SMA 1 was 3,100 crores. SMA 2, just 79 crores.
Yes, SMA 1, you can take, it was 3,200 crores, 3,180 crores to be precise.
And on this October 18th, what is the number you said? It's SMA 1 and SMA 2?
3,813. There has been some increase, but we are working on it and it will be, within a couple of days, it will be at the level of month end.
And sir, what was the SMA 1 on 18th October and SMA 2 on 18th October?
Sorry?
Can you repeat again?
Sir, what was the, on 18th October, what was the breakup of this 3,800?
On 18th of this month, that's October, the SMA 1 was 2,891 and SMA 2 was 922. This is a figure of 18th of October.
Understood, sir. And sir, how is your ECLGS book behaving? When would the payments start in this, you know, and, you know, what is your expectations from this book, you know, has it already a lot of repayments started, you know, and are you seeing an impact of it, or when would you start seeing an impact of this book, you know, when the repayment cycle starts?
Yeah, GCL you are talking?
Yes. So there are 90 accounts in which repayment will start in the next 3 months. Then there are 38 accounts when the repayment is 4 to 6 months, there is still a moratorium of 4 to 6 months. Then we have around 8 accounts where the moratorium is 7 to 9 months and the amount in all is just 3 crores. Then we have 39 accounts where the amount is 11 crores and the moratorium is 10 to 12 months still. And then we have 1160 accounts with, 334 accounts where the...
Can you share the amount? Rather than the amount for next
3 months, 6 months? Total amount is 334 crores.
In 3 months?
Yes. No. In 3 months, it's only 20 crores.
And in 6 months, sir?
4 to 6 months, it's again 21 crores.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Yes. And the 7 to 9 months, then the moratorium is beyond 1 year also and up to 24 months.
And sir, when do you start, do you expect any hits there, you know, when the repayment cycle starts or you're not concerned about ECLGS?
We don't foresee any problem. We don't foresee any problem in this. Because as our MD sir has pointed out in his address that we have had a record-breaking tourist season and the collection efficiency has increased.
So now that the economy is improving, so we don't foresee any stress in the ECL accounts.
And so now the total amount that where the moratorium is still there, it is in the range of 360-370 crores. For the rest of the amount, the moratorium is already over and the collection efficiencies are good. We don't experienced, we haven't experienced any shortcomings over there, and there have been no slippage on that portfolio where the moratorium is already over.
So, sir, you're saying out of total EC, you know, ECLGS book, only 360 crore is under moratorium as of now.
Yeah, the moratorium, the remaining moratorium is the book, the remaining moratorium is
413
crore is the total amount.
Which is under moratorium.
434 is under monitoring.
413.
And out of that, 413, only 41 crores are due for starting of the repayment in the next 6 months. Next 6 months collectively.
41 crores, yeah.
And sir, what will be the total risk-weighted assets as on 30th September?
The total risk-weighted assets are 74,115.
Sir, you have excellent recoveries, but considering the kind of tourist season you are seeing, what is leading to a high gross slippage run rate? It's still a reasonably, run rate of gross slippages. What is leading to this?
Pardon?
Like we are talking to told you, Sunal, about that the CC accounts, especially the CC government employee, these accounts do slip because there is a low turnover in the accounts. We don't recover the principal, only the interest is recovered. And when this 90-day barrier crosses, they slip for a single day. The next day they are getting upgraded. Actually, this is not a slippage at all. Now we are addressing this issue in the new system where the leads are actually being generated. We have customized a low turnover report also, which is made available to the call centers where SMSs are sent, and it is made available to the operative levels also. So these slippage actually are coming from that portfolio and with the percolation. Say one account, it takes along with it 5 accounts. So a simple 1 lakh account, it may take with it 1 crore rupees. So the slippage is actually on account, mostly on account of that. There is no slippage where very minimal slippage on the term loans and other accounts. This is all coming from the low turnover
government accounts.
Government employee, low turnover accounts and the percolated accounts. But this is now being addressed. It has been addressed to a large extent, and the SMA figures are also coming down because the SMA was also coming from this portfolio. 50% of the SMA portfolio was actually attributed to the consumption loan of the government employees. Now with this technology in place, this is being addressed, and this gross slippages will also definitely come down.
Actually, I could not fully understand what you were trying to say, but what I'm trying to ask you is, a slippage happens after 90 days of delays. It is not like there's a delay of 1 day this gross slippage happens, you know. And the bank must be having a system of following SMN1, SMN2. Therefore, I'm actually not fully able to understand, the point you were trying to make. Yeah, a single day delay.
Yeah, Sonal, let me try and explain it. So, these accounts are like a running account, like overdraft account. So these accounts are slipping because of the technical reason. Some of the accounts of these this portfolio, sometimes it used to slip because of the technical reason of low turnover. Because in that account, the repayments, the credits should be more than the interest applied. So this was not part of SMA portfolio. So now with the technology in place, we have this report of low turnover report, and with the support of that low turnover report, we have started addressing this concern, which is actually working well, and we are quite hopeful that this issue will be resolved very shortly.
Sir, just one question on this. I've been tracking the bank for about 8 years now. We never just witnessed something like this in the pre-COVID period. There was no technology then also. So why are these gross slippages happening? Was there any change in the technology in the interim? We used to get this data before and we don't get this data now. Because, in the pre-COVID period, we didn't see these kind of accounts getting into gross slippages, in the past.
No, I think the slippages were happening. These account slippages are happening. But now that portfolio is becoming big because we have started this new scheme from the month of June only. The June earlier, it was only to one department, that was the police department of the state. But now this scheme is applicable to all the employees of the state.
Sunal, let me explain one more reason. The SLAC, that is the system level asset classification, previously it was being run on quarterly basis. Then it was shifted to the monthly basis. Now it is being done on daily basis. So the 1700 crores that you are actually taking is a slippage of 90 days. It is not a slippage on a single day. So what happens is you may get a slippage of 20, 25 crores per day. So that accumulates to the 1700 crores. This is not a slippage of the quarter, on the quarter end. Today also we get a slippage, daily slippage report. Every day we get a slippage report, 4 crores, 5 crores, 10 crores, 20 crores. And then immediately it is being corrected. That is why the recoveries are also there and recoveries are outnumbering the slippages. Slippages actually are happening on daily basis because this system level asset classification is being run on daily basis. We are not taking incremental. You see, if we take only the incremental slippage, that is what the NPA accounts that were not there at the end of the previous quarter and the NPA accounts that have come into the portfolio, now into the NPA portfolio, it will be minuscule. We are actually taking the gross, this is the gross slippage, that is everyday slippage. So 20 crores it downgrades today, tomorrow it gets upgraded, we take it as a 20 crore of this downgrade for the quarter. So we add up these daily slippage, we add up.
Ishaq, I'll understand from your offline, but the point here is that every bank in this country follows the same rules, but
yes.
I have not heard this from any other bank. So there must be something different which must be happening. I'll try to understand technically why it happens from you. But every bank follows the same regulation we are talking about. You know? So anyway, you know, just understand offline. Thank you.
We can send you
a detailed reply. Yeah, we can send you a detailed reply by mail.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Natmal Modi, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, in note number 25, you have mentioned other assets of the bank include 4,339.23 crore as pension dues from government of J&K and Ladakh. What is this, sir? And why not we are getting this money?
Yeah.
You see, the bank is actually designated as an agency bank of Reserve Bank of India for the UTs of Ladakh and UT of J&K. And under that assignment, we handle the government business of the two UTs. And this part is also a part of the government business only that we have to make the disbursements and then the reimbursement is sought from them. So this amount remains there for some time, then the reimbursements come and it gets offset. But this is a monthly phenomena. Every month we disburse the pension and the reimbursements are received from the government because of this arrangement, because we are the agency bank designated by Reserve Bank of India to conduct the government business of the two UTs.
Okay. Do we get any interest on it? And what was the amount last year, sir, on the similar account?
No, we don't get any interest on that.
But it is only their disbursement. For every disbursement, there is a commission of 65 rupees.
Commission only.
Yeah, exactly. And during the year, it can be 14 disbursements. That is 12 for the principal pension and 2 for any arrears. So there will be 14 payments of commission by the government at 65 rupees per pension payment, irrespective of the amount of payment.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir, in note number 17, you have used the word this technical write-off. What is this technical write-off, sir?
Technical write-off is those accounts just like ARCL. These accounts where the recoveries are not forthcoming despite the best efforts. So these accounts are technically written off, but yes, followed up for the recovery in future also.
These accounts remain in the books of the bank, and at the branch level, these are actually like open accounts. The technical write-off is an accounting term that is actually used at the head office level. It is actually because there is no intrinsic value of these accounts, because these are 100% provided, and like the AirCell that we the account that which we technically wrote off this quarter, there was no recovery coming from this account. There are no assets in that company, and it has been NPA for the last 5 years without a single penny being recovered. So it is, and you get the benefit of the this. So, where for the write-off, the for the technical write-off, there is a for which you get the tax benefit, and when you do it a technical write-off, you get the full benefit of the amount that you have provided for it for the tax benefit.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Modi.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants: anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Shivam from VG Brothers. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Shivam. Good afternoon.
Thanks for taking my question. My question was that...
Sorry to interrupt, Shivam. We are not able to hear you.
Hello. Now is it audible?
Sir, your audio is sounding very soft.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you tell me that from which all sectors are you seeing a good credit growth coming during the quarter?
Yeah. So, Shivam, we have a growth of...
Shivam, I'm Ashutosh, I'm Credit Head. So we are seeing good credit growth coming in the retail advances segments, particularly MSME and housing loan segments, where we have grown in housing loan. You would be happy to know that we have grown by 18% in the last 6 months. And also we have strategy to going forward from migration to digital lending platform from manual mode, and besides?
So the growth is coming basically from retail sector.
Okay. And so anything on the corporate side?
Yes, corporate, we actually started working on it, and there is a sanctions of around 4,500 crore during the 6 month period, and these are basically to the PSUs and AAA rated companies. These sanctions, actually the repayment, disbursement has started, but this will take some time, but as of now it is not much. Yes, with the passage of time this number also will improve.
So which sector PSUs the demand, the inquiries are coming from, like in corporate?
Yeah, so corporate, it is mainly in the NBFCs.
Okay.
AAA NBFCs and public sectors, Maharatna and Navratna.
Okay. So you see this path of credit growth likely to continue. Can you give any guidance on how much credit growth are you expecting from the coming years?
Actually, we are confident that retail growth will continue happening the way it is happening now. Yes, with the increase of interest rate regime, now maybe corporate growth may not happen as we were expecting. Maybe little bit muted growth in corporate will also continue happening.
Okay, and so I missed your numbers on ROE. Can you just repeat that numbers on the call? I missed that. Can you just repeat the number of ROE?
Return on equity, you are saying?
Return on equity.
Yeah. So my CFO is going to take that question. Yeah. So our this particular quarter end profit has been very good. It is one of the best profit that we have reported in last 6 quarters. And as such, our return on net worth on an annualized basis has been 13.07%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Tandon from Bowhead India. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Abhishek.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Sir, what is the outstanding number on our ECLG book as on 30th September?
Abhishek, you have to speak a little loud, please.
So, sir, what would be the outstanding number on our ECLGS book as on 30th September?
Which book?
ECLGS.
ECLGS? Yeah, you are talking about GCL. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, I think...
1,893 crores.
1,700
crores.
Around 1,700 crores.
1,700 crores on ECLGS book.
Okay. Yes. We call it GCL.
So no, I'm asking about ECLGS, Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, what would be the overlap between SMA 1 and 2 in our restructured book?
The restructured book, our restructured book is 3,100 crores as on 30th September.
Overlap
between SMA 1 and 2 and restructured book.
SMA 1 and 2 and restructured,
yeah.
Not more than 200 crores.
Not more than 200 crores. Okay. So just repeating for the sake of it. So ECLGS book outstanding as on September was 1700 crores, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 1700 crores.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, please.
Thank you, Abhishek.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal from Bowhead. Please go ahead.
Yes, how many hiring plans do we have this year? And what kind of aging provisions do we plan to have this year and next year?
Sonal, can you repeat, please? Can you repeat the question, please?
So what kind of hiring plans do we have this year and next year?
Hiring plans, so as of now, we are going for only the specialized hirings, no general hiring, because we had a good number of people inducted 2 years before, 1.5 years before. So as of now, for the general routine functioning, we don't need further people. Yes, only for specialized sectors like our IT or other things, we will always plan for small hirings, not much.
Sir, the wage revision which is being planned in all other banks, you know, we would also be implementing this year, and would we be, have we already started providing in our Q1, Q2 numbers?
You are talking about provision for wage revision?
Yes, sir. I mean, all government banks are, you know, due for that. So some of them have started providing, some have not started providing.
Yeah.
Sonal, our employee emolument expenses are 637 crores for this particular quarter, and in the previous quarter it was 626 crores. So far it has been 1,264 crores. As far as the wage revision is concerned, it is expected in November. If we hear it from IBA, then we will provide.
And so that will be backdated for Q1, Q2, or from which quarter you will have to provide it?
It will be future.
No, it is applicable from November 22 onwards.
Okay. And sir, what kind of aging provisions would we have for this year and for next year?
Sonal, your aging provisions will be 110 crores for the next 6 months, 50 crores in the coming, this quarter, Q3, and 60 crores in quarter four.
And sir, next financial year?
Next financial year.
We will share it with you.
And sir, is there any big loan from which you expect a recovery in next 6 months also? Large corporate loan?
Yeah, so we are expecting a resolution of around 900 crores from NAR, this bank.
It's an NARCL and sale to ARCs. 1,000 crores purpose.
Around 1,000 crores from both NARCL as well as sale to ARCs.
And how much have you provided already for these? So, you know?
Almost 100%.
Almost 100%, yeah. These are old accounts.
Old accounts.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and all the best wishes and greetings again for the festival of the parties. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.